Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into the Flight by Yuengling Locker Room Show. The Saints falling to the LA Rams 34-10. We're going to go check back in at SoFi Stadium with Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister, who has an injury update for us. What you got, Deuce?
Yeah, a couple guys that left the game late. We got to kind of just monitor and see where they are. Fuaga, left tackle, was one, and then tight end Jack Stoll was the other one that left the game and did not return back in. Everybody else kind of, you know, if they got banged up, they were able to return back. But those are two guys offensively that we kind of got to watch and see how they recover.
Deuce, I hear in the background, Ice Cube. It was not a good day for the Saints. Really rough matchup all the way around, offense, defense. There was really little positives to glean from it. I just want to either get your initial, I guess, first take from Tyler Shuck's first start as a rookie at quarterback. How do you think the young man did?
About what you expected. He handled pressure well at times. I mean, his offensive line has to help him out. And, you know, I thought he did a good job. The best throws that he really had were some of those deep outs, whether it was to Shaheed or whether it was to Chris Olave. Some of those throws were really good, you know. And I thought a couple plays, not even just interceptions. He's trying to make a play down the field, can't get full arm and step into that throw just because of the pressure. We didn't handle the twists and stunts as well as we kind of should have, but I mean, it's about what you expected. I mean, but the problem is the Saints can't run the ball. That's the problem. I mean, regardless of who you have at quarterback, if you can't run the football, and I mean, there's no way for a quarterback to truly have success.
I hear you. Looking at the defense, one of the things that was really ticking me off just was the lack of tackling. It seems to be a consistent issue, and just wondering what's going to get through to them to tighten that up.
Well, one, they're out there too much. I mean, your offense didn't have a first down in the first quarter. And so, you know, that's a problem. That's one problem. And so now drives are able to be sustained because you're going right back out there. You're going right back out there. There has to be some type of complementary football, and that is not the case. And so now they're able to kind of wear you down. And when corners and safeties are being the guys that have to make that tackle to force play, they got to come up, and they've got to be able to make a tackle. And too many times in that game, outside of, you know, just defensive players in general, you saw them not necessarily wrapping up, they're buttoned down guys, and that's not going to work. You know, that may work one out of five times, but with running backs in this league, man, they're going to keep their feet moving. And even some of the receivers, I mean, we saw it with Puka. You're going to have to go up and you're going to have to tackle him. And so, you know, it's disappointing to see that kind of happen time and time again today.
You're 1-8 now. Next week you get to play at Carolina, another NFC South opponent on your list of schedule to contend with right before the bye week. What do you say right now amongst the group? I know everybody take care of your business, do your job kind of thing, but at 1-8, even the message to yourself kind of seems to get lost a little, I think.
I don't think the message gets lost. I mean, because you still want a job. I mean, I think that's what probably the most important piece of it is. You know, a lot of these guys, they still want the opportunity to play, and whether it's with the Saints or in the NFL in general. And so I think that, you know, I think that becomes important. We'll see if there's any moves that are made by this team, you know, as the trade deadline approaches. But, you know, at some point you have to have a little pride about myself. I play in the NBA. NBA, that we got enough problems with the Pelicans.
We got tons of problems.
I play in the NFL. It's not a given that I get that opportunity. And so if you want to keep a job, then you need to go out there and perform like you want a job.
Deuce, thanks for the time, man. Hope you guys have a quick and enjoyable flight back home, and talk to you soon.
All right, my friend. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Deuce McAllister there, checking in from SoFi Stadium one last time before the black and gold shove out. 34-10, a loser to the LA Rams. It was a rough night for the black and gold, who are now 1-8 on the season. The Rams improved to 6-2.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.